to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about this.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m, repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
Ooh yeah! This is Siren Radio 107.3.
You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm going to be with you for the next hour as we once again pay tribute to the iconic legend that is Nile Rodgers. Listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we are paying tribute once again to the legend that is Nile Rodgers. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 07 97 800 716. That's 07 97 800 716. Or you can, of course, tweet us at SirenFM. If you missed any of those details or you want to see them again, you can find out more on our website, www.sirenonline.co.uk, or just search Siren Radio on whatever search engine you use. Last week, we Sheikla freaked all over Roger's amazing producing and performing career. We had some good times and danced the blues, as we wanted the world to know what a legend Niall really is. Tonight, that journey continues. We head back to 1979 first, to this classic tune from Sister Sledge. Sister Sledge were also featured on last week's episode of Legends on Siren Radio for week one of our tribute to the epic producer, Nile Rodgers. Sister Sledge were one of the first bands, other than his own, Chic, that Rodgers would collaborate with in a writing and producing role. First gifting the world with the iconic We Are Family, and then following it up with Lost in Music. It solidified Rodgers as a key producer of the disco era and kicked off a period of time where his magic touch on any single could make it a hit. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and let's continue our journey into the discography of Nile Rodgers with a little bit of In Excess. Did you realise that Nile Rodgers had a hand in producing this one? I certainly didn't, but I love this tune. Let's take a listen.
might know of the original sin. And you might know how to play with fire. But did you know of the murder committed in the name of love? Time when I did not care, and there was a time when the facts did stare. There is a dream, and it's held by many. Well, I'm sure you had to see its open arms. Dream on, white boy.
White boy, black.
the first track from INXS's 1984 album The Swing, written by Andrew Farris and Michael Hutchence. It was produced by Chic guitarist and our legend for this evening, Mr. Nile Rodgers. Daryl Hall also sang on the backup vocals. In a 1986 interview, Hutchence said the song was about kids and conditioning, growing up, how you grow up through other people's ideas or your own. However, it was producer Nile Rodgers' idea to give the lyrics an interracial spin. He said, "The original lyrics were 'Dream on white boy, dream on white girl.' I said, why not make it 'Black boy, white girl'? I come from an interracial couple. Psychologically, that makes it a bigger statement." It was a bold move for the 1980s, when many kids were still clinging to their parents' views of segregated relationships. Daring to tell a white boy and a black girl to play with fire and dream on the name of love, as the lyrics go, got the song banned from some US radio stations. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio as we pay tribute to Nile Rodgers.
Siren Radio.
Siren Radio. Where the music you love lives.
Well, we touched on a little bit of Madonna on last week's episode, so let's head back to it. It's the one, the only, Material Girl.
Stop.
Nile Rodgers was a huge behind-the-scenes part of Madonna's worldwide critical and financial success. Material Girl was the track that Rodgers thought would be the massive hit for her. And yeah, Like a Virgin actually went on to be a bigger track overall, but Material Girl is definitely a legendary song in its own right. The song and video were widely misinterpreted as Madonna playing a gold digger, and the video concept was Madonna as an actress playing this role. But as soon as she's off camera, she's a regular gal who likes the simple things. We see her drive off with a regular dude in a bit of a rubbish car, and the irony was lost on or ignored by journalists looking for storyline or moniker for Madonna, so the name and image stuck with her, much to her own personal dismay. The track went on to number 3 here in the UK and number 2 in the US. An iconic song, and I'm sure it is on everybody's Guilty Pleasures playlist. And if you like your Guilty Pleasures, tune in to Siren Radio's Tapes and Tracks next Tuesday from 10 a.m. with Chris Clarkson, as I believe that's his theme for the week. Well, remember, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do on 077 97 800 716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again. 077 97 800 716. That's the number to text in on. Or you can tweet us at SirenFM or on our Facebook page, Siren Radio. It's that simple. Just search for Siren.
Siren Radio.
Lincoln and proud.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
America.
Music.
I saw Chic and Nile Rodgers performing live at Bingley Music Live Festival when I was 16 years old. Rodgers came onto the stage and said that every song they played that evening was a track that he had a hand in creating. And when they kicked off a Chic-led version of Dancing in the Street, I was in awe. I had no idea that Rodgers has acted as a producer on that song. This was originally a hit for Martha and the Vandellas in 1964. Bowie and Jagger covered it for the Live Aid charity at the insistence of Bob Geldof, who also put together the Do They Know It's Christmas single. Bowie and Jagger's cover features some lyrical changes. Their version begins with an announcement to the world to reflect the universality of the charity's message. And they also slip in a reference to the Beatles track Back in the USSR. Bowie and Jagger recorded this song in just 4 hours in 2007. Just 4 hours. In 2007, Mick Jagger told Rolling Stone, "We banged it out in just 2 takes. It was an interesting exercise in how you can do something without worrying too much." Well, we're going to take a listen to another Rodgers-produced hit right after this.
Are you interested in video games? If so, be sure to join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den, your weekly dose of tech and games. Treat yourself to the latest news, interviews, some brilliant music, and much more. After all, it is approved by
me, Duke Nukem,
Kane from Command and Conquer,
Agent 47,
Colonel Roy Campbell,
and more. So join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den every Wednesday, 10 till 12.
On Siren FM 107.3.
Turn me inside out and round.
the US number one hit from Diana Ross's self-titled album Diana in 1980 was another brainchild of Nile Rodgers. The Chic guitarist had previously teamed up with Ross on her single I'm Coming Out, which of course was also a raging success. Upside Down was also a big hit internationally, topping the singles chart in Sweden, Italy, Norway, and Switzerland, whilst reaching number 5 in Canada. It also rose to number 2 here on the UK's singles chart, marking the highest peak performance from Ross as a solo artist since I'm Still Waiting in 1971. It also earned her a British Phonographic Industry Silver Disc Award for sales in excess of 250,000 copies. In a 2011 interview, Nile Rodgers said, "Diana Ross was the first big star we ever worked with, and we took it very seriously." He said that beforehand, Rodgers and Edwards had interviewed her for several days. "This was the first time in her life somebody cared about who she was, what she was. Everyone previously had treated her the way that we had treated Sister Sledge. They got her in and said, 'Sing this.' We took more of a personal touch." That's what Nile Rodgers said in a 2011 interview. And that's because tonight we do pay tribute to the one and only Nile Rodgers for Legends on Siren Radio.
Tune in to Siren.
You're listening to Siren. This is 107.3 FM.
And this is the doctor telling you, so you must do it.
Exterminate!
Bye.
The Notorious album marked a turning point for Duran Duran. After dominating MTV and the pop charts in the early 1980s, they fell apart as their success wore them down. Simon Le Bon explained in 1988 to Company magazine, "We had been forced by our own desire for success into a stereotype of a teen idol group. We were spending far more time worrying about clothes, makeup, and photo sessions than we were about writing songs." For Notorious, they lost two of their three Taylors. Drummer John Taylor became a farmer, and guitarist Andy Taylor left for other musical endeavours, including the Power Station. The remaining three members cut back on hedonism and photo sessions, concentrating on the music as they felt that was what was more important to them for that period of time. Now Rogers, who first worked with Duran Duran on the 1983 album Seven and the Ragged Tiger, produced the Notorious album with the band and came up with the guitar sound for the title track. Simon Le Bon explained to Entertainment Weekly in 2011, "I remember him playing some notes up the neck of his guitar, and it was the riff from Notorious. That was the first time that any of us had ever heard it. We just said, man, we've got to have that." And if you hadn't already guessed, our legend this evening, Nile Rodgers, like I said, was the producer of the track. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and we've still got quite a few. We got three more songs from Nile Rodgers' discography, and that's been one of the great things about the last 2 weeks' episodes is, you know, we've been able to take a look at some that you would expect, some that you wouldn't expect, but they've all been produced by one man. That one man is Mr. Nile Rodgers. He changed the face of disco around the world forever, creating a whole new era. He really did. And this is Sister Sledge with a catchy tune that I'm sure you all know, because he's the greatest dancer.
One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Madonna's, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, what wow, he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what wow, that I've ever seen. Oh, what wow, he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what wow, the champion of dance. His moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. But not conceit, as a man he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Halston, Gucci, Fiorucci, he looks like a steal. That man is dressed to kill. Oh, what wow, he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what wow, that I've ever seen. I've ever seen. Oh, what wow,
Sledge had been at the record label for 4 years without a hit. They were thinking about leaving, and then Edwards and Rodgers took them on and produced their first album, perhaps inspired by John Travolta's character in Saturday Night Fever. This song is about a disco Lothario who knocks them dead on the dance floor. Unusual at the time, there are some brand name product mentions in the song, as we hear about designers that he's wearing. This was the first big hit for Sister Sledge, a band made up of four sisters with the last name Sledge. Mama Never Told Me got to number 20 in the UK in 1975, and Love Don't You Go Through Me No Chin... Love Don't You Go Through No Changes On Me, reading without glasses on, it always works, hit number 92 in the US that same year. Edwards and Rodgers had proven themselves with their group Chic that they were given the opportunity to produce any band on the label, and they chose Sister Sledge because they were young and willing to go along with whatever they came up with. Chic was originally supposed to record this, but when the record company didn't like We Are Family, which Edwards and Rodgers first recorded with Sister Sledge, they had them record this instead of Chic. We Are Family was released as their second single, and as you will know, I'm sure, by now, actually went on to become their biggest hit. Here's a cheeky little fact for you. Did you know that Will Smith's song Getting Jiggy With It sampled this track? Who knew? And the cheesy Christmas bed can mean only one thing, and that's because we're in December and the Christmas time is coming up. And we've got confirmation this week that on the 27th of December, Wednesday the 27th of December at 9 p.m. this show is, that will be when the Christmas special of Legends on Siren Radio will air. And we got a very, very interesting episode coming up. Last year, if you were tuning in for that one, you may remember we did Christmas number ones, iconic, legendary Christmas number ones. Well, this year, we're going to be taking a look at legendary Christmas number twos. Gotta love a good number two. Stay tuned to Siren Radio, because tonight we continue paying tribute to the one and only Nile Rodgers. We're heading back to Nile Rodgers' roots now, as this is Chic and Dance, Dance, Dance.
Get down some more.
We are coming towards the end of tonight's show as we pay tribute to Nile Rodgers for Legends on Siren Radio. I hope you all had a nice little bathroom break there in the 8.5 minutes that that song lasted for. But it's always good. You can't beat a chic classic, and Dance, Dance, Dance is definitely one of them. Remember that if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. Make sure you follow the station as well at Siren FM. Our social media manager, Chris, has been keeping an eye on that all evening. Give it a follow, and let's get those numbers up as well. Thank you for joining me for Legends on Siren Radio this week as we once again paid tribute to the amazing Nile Rodgers. And I leave you tonight with another track from Chic themselves. This is a more up-to-date one from 2015, proving that Nile Rodgers has still got it. I'll Be There by Chic featuring Nile Rodgers. Stay tuned to Legends on Siren Radio, because after the news, it's of course Sue Hill into and the Classic the Rock Show. release from Chic featuring Nile Rodgers. I'll be there. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren Radio. It's now time for your Sky News update at 10 p.m. Come back for the Sky News and, of course,
FM. Online. Mobile. This is Siren Radio.